Hello and welcome to The Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and with me in studio today are Premier League analysts Nigel Nyker and Mark Stradom. Gentlemen, welcome.
How's it, guys? Thanks for the invite, Desh.
Shot. Great to be here, gents.
All right. Guys, this is the final match day of the 2023-2024 season. We have Liverpool hosting Wolves. Klopp's final run out at Anfield.
Yeah, I think it's not how things panned out, how you would have wanted things to pan out. But hopefully they can give him a good send-off in his last game here.
Yeah, it's going to be a very good experience. I think with Klopp's last game, the atmosphere is going to be exceptional. The crowd's going to be bouncing. So it's going to be a good send-off for Klopp after a few bad results, I would say.
Yeah, of course, the most recent performance was against Aston Villa, 3-3 draw. I think they let it slip towards the end there.
Yeah, they definitely let it slide there. But again, Aston Villa have been playing very well. They just made Champions League qualification, so they're not any pushover. But for Liverpool standards, they should have seen the game through and collected maximum points there.
Yeah, I agree. I think being 3-1 up, especially with 10 minutes to go, you expect them to get the win. But it's also just shows how their season has petered out at the end of the season. So, yeah, they would want to give Klopp the best send-off.
On home soil, surely it's a banker.
100%. I think at Anfield in Klopp's last game, it's written in the stars that they win.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. And I would also go further and say over 2.5 goals. I think everything is going to be towards Klopp and his last game. Yeah. I think what he's done for the club is incredible. So from the fans to everybody that's happening on that day is pointing Liverpool's way.
All right, let's move along to Sheffield United hosting Tottenham. Of course, Sheffield United have conceded in just about every single Premier League game that they've played. It's over 100 goals.
Yeah, it's crazy the season they had. Unfortunately, they couldn't live to the standards and back down to League One again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been difficult for Sheffield to concede the most goals in a Premier League season ever, week in, week out. And yeah, Spurs will look at this as a fixture that they will want to win and tie up fifth space for Europa League.
Of course, Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou came out after their recent defeat to Man City, and he said that he kind of maybe underestimated what the situation looked like when he was accepting the job, of course. And, you know, since then, social media has come out and showed the likes of Jose Mourinho's clip coming back. There's also Antonio Conte who came out and said that, you know, 20 years, Mr. Levy hasn't done anything. Mourinho as well said he's connected to all the clubs except Mr. Levy's club. And I got Ange making a very similar remark, but maybe not taking direct hit at the chairman because this is his first full season at the club.
Yeah, I think it's the history of the Tottenham. I think Ange is fire. Facing that firsthand right now. And I think it was a culmination the other night with the fans supporting Arsenal.
Yeah.
Look, I think that just got on his back. But he sees now what Mourinho saw and the cracks in the Spurs team. I mean, you had Harry Kane in his prime years and you still couldn't win a trophy. So these are the curses that the Spurs are finding themselves dealing with.
Yeah, 20 years without a trophy, having arguably the best striker in the world, still not winning anything with Kane. It's
heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. And the two previous managers, Mourinho and Conte, said the same thing. And now Postecoglou, three managers can't be saying the same thing and telling lies. You know what I'm saying? So there's serious change that needs to happen there. And Postecoglou did come out and say that the team is fragile in and outside of the team. So he knows that he's aware that there needs to be change and he's willing to do it. And they need to do it urgently because the fans have been waiting years and years for something to happen.
Yeah.
And
Can you see this team getting 3 points? Or will it maybe compound what he said? Should they lose?
I don't think they will lose this one. I think they couldn't have got a better game to bounce back. Against Sheffield, no disrespect to them, but I'm looking at the quality of the two teams and where they are. I think Tottenham will brush over this team, but there's surely a lot of work to be done in that Tottenham team. And just by the fans doing what they did against the City team just shows like the level of how much they want to win. When you can back the opposing team against your rival, I mean, that's it's unheard of. So
yeah. All right. Your prediction this one, Mark?
I'm going Tottenham 4-1.
Yeah, I think Spurs go there and route it, especially with Europa League qualification on the line. So Spurs to win over 2.5.
All right, moving along, Luton Town are hosting Fulham. Now, of course, Fulham having a bit of a purple patch of recent. You know, results haven't exactly gone their way. They're currently in 14th place without a win in their previous four league outings.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a sad one for Luton because out of the three teams that have been relegated, I think Luton are the best out of all. They played well. They've tried to live up to the standards, but obviously I think player situation hasn't seen them materialize. So, but sad one there. So I think Fulham won't have it easy, yeah, but I think they get over the line in this one.
Yeah, I think Mark hit it spot on. Luton impressed us all the season, especially with the resources that they have to be almost retain that Premier League status was really impressive. But I think Fulham do win here.
All right. I guess there's no need to stand on ceremony over here. Both pundits on the same wavelength there. Brighton hosting Man United. Of course, a former Man United player in the form of Danny Welbeck has recently signed a 2-year deal with Brighton, of course, pending him down. Does he score against his former employers in this one?
He's done it before.
Yeah.
Especially in an Arsenal shirt. Welbs has the potential to do it against his former team. And yeah, back them to get on the score sheet, definitely at home.
Yeah, I think with home ground advantage, I think Brighton won't fear this Manchester United side. In fact, I think they would go at him with all the problems around Manchester United and the club and just a whole lot of noise around Man United. I think Brighton will go toe-to-toe from the first whistle.
Yeah.
Of course,
United just came off on the right side of a 5-goal thriller at Old Trafford. Maybe not the best performance to cap your final game in the league in the season, of course. But nevertheless, the 3 points were in the bag.
Yeah, for sure. And I must add that the Amad Diallo is quite a good player for Man United. I was shocked to see how well he played and why wasn't he included in some of the other games, because most of the other games, Rashford was very poor while he was sitting on the bench. So I think he could have been put in earlier. Hoyland is on the score sheet. So Garnacho, so positive for United.
Can you see them getting the 3 points in this one?
It's going to be a tough game, yeah. So I'm not sure playing away to Brighton is going to be that easy. So I'm going with a 2-2 draw, yeah.
Yeah, I would say back the double chance here, especially with United with one eye on that FA Cup final. I don't think they would risk a lot going into the last game.
All right. Man City hosting West Ham United. Now, of course, this could be the title decider. Is it going to be one-way traffic for Man City when they start?
Logic tells you that, but I'm hoping that it's not. I'm hoping that West Ham come there with a banana skin under their belts and manage to force something. But yeah, everything points to a City win.
Yeah, look, I really want City to lose, only because I'm an Arsenal fan. But look, I don't see them losing with the win against Tottenham. You saw the celebrations. You saw Pep after the game with that big save that Ortega pulled off. Personally, I think City are even more motivated for this game than the Tottenham game. So I think West Ham better be careful. But I also saw a tweet coming from Mikel Antonio saying that he would like to deliver the Premier League title for Declan Rice. And if it has to go down to the last day, Arsenal will win it. So I'm hoping that comes true.
Yeah, wow, incredible over there. From Antonio, what of, praise for his former hammer in the likes of Declan Rice.
Easier said than done, though.
Of course. With West Ham being away and David Moyes also confirming his exit from the London outfit, can you see maybe that banana skin that Nigel talked about, can you see it in the shape of maybe a Mohamed Kudus or Jared Bowen?
I think I wouldn't rule it out, especially because of the team West Ham are. They love to play on the counter, and that's going to play into their hands on the weekend. And then you look at the type of players that they have, players that can hurt you. Paqueta, Ward-Prowse, Jared Bowen, Antonio's eating form. Kudus dribbles past players, 2-3 players at a time. So it is possible. I wouldn't rule it out. Just hoping for a good West Ham performance.
All right. Your honest prediction here, Nige?
I'm going 2-2. I think West Ham have something for us.
I'm going 3-0 City. Sadly.
I think if I don't say it, then I don't believe it myself. So
yeah.
I have to put it out there.
All right. Well, just for the record, I'm also going to go on camera, or rather on the mic here, and say I also don't think the tie is over. I do think West Ham pulls something back. I'm not saying that it's going to be a fair encounter, but I don't think it's as convincing as Mark says 3-0. Yeah. I do think the West Ham get on the score sheet, yeah.
100%. And I think City have struggled before on the final day, twice before, with Aguero snatching it late and going down 2-0 to Villa recently.
Yeah.
So there are stories in the Premier League where things can go haywire.
Anything can happen. It's a final day. Of course, manager is leaving as well. They want to play for Moyes.
Yeah, I get the exit of Moyes and they want to play and whatever. But we mustn't forget that City are out to rewrite history. Yeah. Nobody's ever won the Premier League 4 times in a row. So the players are away, the managers are away, and I'm sure even right now they must be training on something.
Mm.
That's what could also play into our hands. No one has ever done it 4 times in a row. So.
Okay.
All right.
I like that.
Well, speaking of the Gunners, Arsenal are hosting Everton over here. Of course, Everton with some incredible results of late. I think Sean Dyche was the manager of the month for April, if I'm not mistaken.
If the game was at Goodison Park or the new Everton grounds, I think I would have had a different story. But at the Emirates, I don't think they got a big chance of getting anything over Arsenal. I think the Emirates has been a fortress this season. The boys are playing very well. They know what's at stake as well. So I'm sure they want to win the league and get over the line, regardless of the situation with Man City. I think they would just want to win for themselves too. So I'm giving Arsenal a 4-1 win, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Arsenal win. Everton don't have anything to play for as well. They're safe in the league. Sean Dyche has done an excellent job over the past month to get manager of the month, even though they got slapped 6-0 by Chelsea in that time as well. But yeah, they managed to, with all the point deductions and problems that they've been having the season too.
And the sale of the club, I believe 777 partners have agreed to take over in principle with Farhad Moshiri.
100%. So a lot going on behind the scenes, and to manage your Premier League status for another season is really impressive.
Yeah, of course, Everton fans all across the world will have a pre-season and a transfer window to look forward to.
Yeah, and I think they can build on it 100%. They've got a solid squad. Might be difficult to hold on to a few players like Onana, but yeah, they can definitely build on it.
All right, Nigel, final question. Does Arsenal win this one hands down?
Yeah, I think with what's at stake, I think this is one of the bankers of the weekend.
All right. Brentford are hosting Newcastle, of course. Eddie Howe coming off that recent defeat to Manchester United. Surely he gets his Newcastle team up and running this one?
Definitely. I think Eddie Howe is a top manager. I think he'll demand a turnaround in this fixture, especially with Brentford. I know Brentford are quite good at home. They attack teams on their home soil, so it's not going to be an easy game, but I think Eddie Howe will demand all 3 points in this one against Brentford.
Yeah, it has been an improved run of results for Brentford. Of course, the results haven't gone their way during the season, but across their last 5 league outings, just a single defeat, 3 wins in that time.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's correlated with a lot of players coming back to fitness as well. You missed Tony, Mbeumo and Vissa for large parts of the season, and Ethan Pinnock as well. So once they've got their best players back, you see the results start to flow. And yeah, at the right time as well.
All right, so your prediction this one, Nudge?
I'm going score draw. I don't separate them.
2-1 Newcastle.
All right. Crystal Palace, very, very strong team, currently are hosting Aston Villa. You know, Villa just confirmed their spot in the UEFA Champions League.
What an achievement. What a coach Unai Emery is. I think it's 3 clubs now. I think it's Villa really took them to the Champions League.
PSG, Sevilla.
It took them to the Champions League. Aston Villa, I don't know when last they were in the Champions League. And for him to come in, I think it was in the second round of the season, to do a job that he pulled off after Steven Gerrard left, I think is incredible. The style of play he's playing. Ollie Watkins, I think he could be striker of the season. I think he scored the most goals, excluding penalties. He's got assists. Diaby is brought in, Diaby, Douglas Luiz, Rodgers is playing well. So I think this is a massive game, but I'm not ruling out the quality of Crystal Palace
and the form that they're in, because it's been an incredible since Oliver Glasner's come in. Yeah. I think it's just one draw and four wins for Palace across the last five outings, just 3 points off the top half of the log.
Yeah, he looks to have changed their fortunes in such a short space of time, and one of the most entertaining teams in the league to watch at the moment as well.
Are they going to come out all guns blazing in this one? Will Villa be prepared for that?
I think with Villa already snatching up top four, might be on a bit of a vacation mode here, but I think it's going to be an entertaining game, both teams to score.
Yeah, I think Palace will come out fighting. Yeah, I think both teams to score is the way to go.
All right. Burnley host Nottingham Forest. Of course, Burnley stay in the Premier League, just lasted a season. Of course, they bounce back, but then they bounce back down.
Yeah. I think the style of football they tried to compete with in the Premier League wasn't working for them. It did work for them in the League One. They ran away with the league, but unfortunately, the Premier League is a different animal. And shouts out Lyle Foster. I hope he gets on the score sheets on the last day.
Yeah, it's really difficult in the Premier League, as Burnley have learnt. Forest not too far away from them either, so they will have to pick up their socks for next season, considering that they are a really good Premier League team.
Yeah, you know, there were some glimpses about Burnley's you know, positional play and what they can do at the advanced areas of the pitch, but you know, as Mark said, I think the outset from the beginning of the season just never really suited them, and you know, the intensity of the Premier League came into question time and time again. There's also goalkeeping errors that cost them dearly in some matches. I think it was some howlers from I think Muric is in the between the sticks for
a good few.
For Burnley, but you know, James Trafford as well. He has been like sensation since he signed. Of course, you know, injuries hasn't really gone his way, but you have to wonder, maybe a bit of more preparation and a better goalkeeper.
Probably they could have stayed up. You look at the margins; it was like 6 or 7 points that they fell short of. So,
At the time of recording, it's 5.
Yeah. Look, so it's small margins. And like you say, maybe different tactics, you save some points.
Yeah.
You don't play so close to your goal. You eradicate those errors. You get more points.
Do they keep faith in company?
I would. I think he's a good manager, and he's a good young manager who gets the players on board. So you saw it in the League One. So if he can manage to be a bit more adaptable and change his playing style to different playing styles, not just so expansive, I think he's a really good coach.
Yeah, I agree. I think this season was a lesson learned, and they should keep company on board with the style of play, with additions of new, maybe I would so-called better players. I think they make a return, and then definitely a better season next year if they do.
All right, so your prediction in this one?
I'm going to be safe here and say both teams to score.
Yeah, I see a draw. Yeah, I don't see separating these teams either.
All right. The final fixture after on sees Chelsea hosting Bournemouth. Now, of course, both managers with their first full seasons at the helm of their respective clubs, Mauricio Pochettino at the troubled outfit that has been known as Chelsea for a few seasons now. And then Bournemouth, you know, with a bit of ambition in appointing a Spanish tactician at the helm.
Yeah, I think Arriola has been one of the coaches of the season. He's got this Bournemouth team playing really well, attractive football, especially for the type of club that they are. Not a lot of resources at their disposal. And to see them competing so well, it's really impressive.
Yeah. How important has Dom Solanke been to Bournemouth's success, Mark?
Extremely. I think the goals he's chipped in, the way they're playing, I think, but all has to come back to the coach. I think what he's come in and what he's gotten out of those players, the style of play, how much they want to play to him and how much they've bought into his philosophy is incredible. I think this is their best finish in the Premier League, their highest points tally, especially where they came from in the beginning of the season. I think they were right in the bottom.
Yeah, I remember them seeing signs saying he's on his way out because I think it was the first 10 games of the league. They weren't really doing very well.
Exactly. And for them to come out like they do and the style of play they're playing to is actually incredible and exciting to watch at the same time.
You know, talking about incredible and exciting to watch at the same time, Cole Palmer.
Yeah, I knew you were going to mention him. I think
it's a cold world we live in.
He's so good. He is extremely good. I don't know how he blew up this way or what his situation or what he's doing, but he's a special talent. I think between him and Phil Foden and Bukayo Saka and all these youngsters, these English players, they're so good. So I think he scores in this one again. I think he can't do no wrong. So I'm giving him a goal in this one.
Yeah, Beckett, he's been in a rich vein of form. And just the type of goals he's been scoring, it's just impressive as well for to have that, vast array of goals in him. It's really impressive. And yeah, I back Chelsea to win here.
All right. Scoreline here, Nudge?
I'm going Chelsea 2-1.
Yeah, I agree. 2-1. Cole Palmer, both.
All right, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure unpacking all things Premier League related to you for the entire season. I won't say until next weekend, but rather until next season. Take care and cheers.
Thanks for that, Dish.
Till next time, gents.